Did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking to ride no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Oh, why should one have to go on suffering when every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love, oh, the both of us. But I did you wrong, I admit I did. But now I'm the rest of my life alone. Oh, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Oh, if I could nothing I wouldn't do for you. Forever honest and true to you. If you accept me back in your heart, I promise. Realize how much I
Hi, and welcome to the Ask Sue Show. Hope everybody's all okay and everybody's all okay in the chat room. I can see you're all busy chatting away already, so a quick shout out to those that have actually signed into Blog Talk Radio. And that is Bill, Debs, Dee, and Tash Fabulous. To those people that have already signed in, you will be getting the first chance of the readings, because what we're going to do is we're going to have people that have actually signed into Blog Talk Radio. This is due to the fact that then you'll get updates of when the shows are actually coming on, and also the ones that go to Ask Sue Show on Facebook. It's a group on Facebook that gives you updates of the shows that are coming on and also the various things that I actually do. Yes, you guessed it, I don't just do the readings. There's loads of other things I do as well. If you'd like to go to www.asksue.co.uk, this is where we do other things as well. We've got dog rescues, we've got obviously got the readings, we've got a bit of all sorts on there. And also you can advertise things that you've got for sale and different directories on there and all sorts. So again, that's www.asksue.co.uk. Now, I am going to be starting phone reading shortly as well. This is something that literally I decided to start due to the fact that I was getting a lot of readings that I was doing. And so what I'm going to be doing is actually getting a Facebook page where people can actually come along and can actually let me know on how I've actually done. So if you've had a reading from me before and you'd like to give me a bit of a notification on how I did, exactly, you know, if I brought something through that actually blew you away, by all means, get in touch with me and we can put that onto the website as well. So you can inbox me. I'm actually on Facebook, Ask Sue Davies. That's D-A-V-I-E-S. So that's Ask Sue Davies, and that's on Facebook. I will be charging for my readings, but I will not be wanting people to pay ridiculous prices. And also, what I see is what I give. If I do not get a reading for you for whatever reason, maybe it's that you're not in the right place for reading or whatever it's going to be, then at the end of the day, I won't give it. I will give what I see. So sometimes I have to make that choice if it's too much for that person, but sometimes I will get told that I need to say it because it is actually part of your healing process. A lot of readings are not just for whether it's a relationship. Some things are actually for people to have healing from. This may be that maybe somebody's lost a son, a daughter, or granddaughter or somebody, and they can't get over it. They actually just need to know that they're okay. So, you know, psychic abilities can work in loads of different ways. So throughout the show, I will be saying different things. And also, I will try and explain to you how I actually got that reading as well. I have not got another phone to another ear telling me from the spirit world all about you. I actually get it as symbols. So mediums and psychics and all sorts get little pictures in the head that actually make a jigsaw that we have to make up to pass you the message. So sometimes it doesn't come through straight away. A couple of golden rules for those that are wanting readings. Don't think about the one person in particular you want a reading about. Think about all of the people have passed over to the other side. And don't just focus on one specific thing, because then that sometimes can block you and you won't get anything else. So sometimes, even though you might ring up about a relationship problem or whatever, or, you know, the relationship ones I find really difficult because I think whatever's going to be will be. But I like to do it. I like to see if I can pick up stuff. But sometimes if you ask me a question, I'll answer that. But I might get other things that might come in with that as well. So by all means, everybody can give us a call in. If you're calling in from America, it's 347-327-9694. Or you can call in from the UK, and that's 001-347-327-9694. And if you are from the UK, by all means, give us a ring, because it's always nice to hear from people in the UK, as I'm from the UK myself. So again, www.asksue.co.uk. And just to mention to the guests that are listening in, if you can sign into Blog Talk Radio, please do so, because then we can update you on other shows that we've got coming up as well. So, with no further ado, quick hello to everybody that's in the chat room. If anybody messages me in the chat room, I'm probably not going to be reading it, but I have got people watching the chat for anything that we need to take off there. Right, so with no further ado, we will go straight to... Hold on a minute, my whole thing has just decided it's going to play up, so let me just go. And first of all, we'll go to Dee. Hi, Dee, how are you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm not doing too bad right now.
Sorry, did I shock you coming to you first then?
No, I was taking in everything you said about the reading, and I thought that was excellent advice for people.
You know, it's quite
keep it open.
A lot of people don't know how to take the readings. Some people focus on something so much that you literally block everything else.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? So, and as far as how can I put it? As far as me doing the readings, I'm always learning every single day. I've been doing this for quite a while, but I've now started opening up and saying, okay, I'll do readings. They've chucked me in so many different angles and different ways to do readings, and at the moment, I feel like I'm blossoming with stuff. I've given people readings, and they've come back to me and said, that was brilliant and everything. So I've actually started to do it where I'm going to actually charge people for doing readings and stuff, because people want the readings, but unfortunately, you know, it does take a lot of my time doing them. So
yes, it takes energy,
that's the way
and
we're
among
going,
other
really. But I also like to do this as well, because I like to prove to people as well. I've got a bit of this prove thing that some people say, oh, no, it's not for real. And I would love to do it some night that I actually say to people, those that don't believe it, ring in. Do you know what
no.
I mean? Because that would be really good, just as to do that proof thing to them as well. So I feel like at the moment you've got a hiccup around you. Don't ask
a
me
hiccup?
Why I said hiccup. Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure it's not the Vicar of Dibley at a big belch?
I love her. She's brilliant.
I know she is.
I tell you what, absolutely. And it's so nice to have somebody who's from the US who actually knows a bit of my mentality with Vicar of Dibley. That's brilliant. So where are you from anyway, Dee, before we start?
What?
Whereabouts are you from?
Oh, I'm from Maine.
Which is where?
It's the upper easternmost state in the US.
Right, that's okay. See, my geography's not that good. But going
that's
back,
okay.
I feel like... your life goes quite, how can I put this? Let me go back. You're really easygoing. Okay?
I don't know.
quite a laid back approach to most things. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
But when you get stressed, you get really stressed.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
I'm really stressed. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I feel at the moment, and they're just like saying it's just a hiccup, because it's almost like to anybody else it'd be a bigger hiccup, but to you it's not. It's nothing that you can't handle.
Hoi.
So have you got an issue around you at the moment?
Oh, yes.
And this is a family issue.
It's more sort of, because it involves my house, which was an inheritance. But yeah, there is a problem.
Right.
I got tons of them.
Sorry?
I said I've got tons of them.
What, tons of problems or tons of family?
No, tons of problems.
But I feel with you, you do have things affect you, but it doesn't, you just deal with them. Do you know what I mean? You know, most people would go on and say, oh, you know, something else, and you just deal with them. It's like, okay, there's something else. Do you know what I mean? You just take it on board.
It's I guess I've gotten to that point where I just realized that I can't panic over everything. And with this situation, I have said right from the beginning that I was going to be here, that things weren't going to happen the way 500,000 people have ever said that it was going to be. I just have some sort of, it's like almost like what I say about myself, I know what I know because I channel everything that I say, think, do, or whatever. So I just figure that it's all going to turn itself around, even though I'm not exactly sure that I like where it's headed at the moment. Simply because I would rather have things turn in favor so that I don't have to go through this whole process of having somebody else take over and I get leased back this place. I would rather be able to find a way to say, this is mine, I can do what I want with it, I'm re-owning it, and you can just leave me alone, people, because I'm tired.
Yeah. Now, have you got... Now, it's really weird because they've told me hiccup, right? But they've also shown me that there's another situation to the side of this that's give you upset.
I'm not sure about that. Outside of...
It's like I've got this situation here, but then I've got something else along that's running alongside it. So something that's with that... That caused upset for you?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out. I am considering what's going on. I'm sort of at that place where, you know, I don't know if it's my love life, which I don't have one, except there's somebody I've been hoping that was going to reappear again instead of just ignoring me. I don't know if that's it or what it is.
Right. Have you got toothache or have you had toothache?
Do I have a toothache? No. I have tooth problems, but nothing aches, except for my sinuses.
Is this in your top of your jaw?
My jaw? Well, I do have some problems in the jaw area.
Right. Well, I'm hate to tell you, but you can have it back, because they've just given it me, and I really don't want it.
I have a sinus problem, which will affect the lower part of my mouth, but then again, I've got different tooth problems and a gigantic fear of dentists.
Me and you both, love. But I must just say that I actually managed it the other week, right? I've got a hole in my tooth and I had to have this tooth out, right? And I don't know if you have it over there, but we've got over here something called Rescue Remedy. And you put some drops under your tongue and it makes you chill. I don't care if it was psychological or if that stuff worked, but I actually had a tooth out. And believe it or not, he'd done it in about 5 seconds.
Oh, Rescue Remedy. Isn't that bark flower?
Good question. But I tell you what, if you want to contact me after the show, I'll read the bottle for you and I'll get the details of it.
Okay, because I think I know what that is. It sounds familiar, but I really haven't... That hasn't been so much of a problem. It's just that everything that goes on around me and I'm feeling like... Because I'm on what they call psychic recharge because I have psychic ADHD.
Right. Right.
You know, so I'm sort of out of it at the moment. I'm trying to get back because I need to be able to do energy again. I need to be able to read for people again. I'm just lost.
Have you had, this is really weird, and if this is true, there is obviously why you've been, it was funny because I thought to myself as I looked at the chat, there's not many in the chat that's on the phones, and that's why I picked you up first, because you were in the chat. But I've been to Reiki today. And had some Reiki healing, and I feel loads better. Is your body aching?
Yes. I do have some problems, partly because I think part of it is due to what you would call mild reactional situational depression, which I've had for years.
Okay.
Also, you know, that's part of it.
I feel that you need to have some Reiki healing because I feel like you've got blockages. I feel like you've took in a lot of negative energy due to the fact of what's going on around you.
Yes, and I think I know. I think you just hit on something. Maybe the other situation that you're picking up on is somebody that they're also, they have their own show on here. And for a while I was we had become friends. I discovered he was having me on his show to co-host with him, and then things went very sour because of him. Negative things that were going on, and I realized this person, you know, I got to get rid of this person. Then one day when he was doing a show, and I just popped into his chat room for the heck of it, just to see what was going on, and he wanted me to call in, but with no negativity. Well, I wasn't planning on it. I called in. He apologized to me so sincerely. I thought, well, you're fine. We can start up again, but I'm realizing that, no, he's the same person he was before, and he's not really, he's ignoring me, not, and I realized that, yeah, that there's a real problem here, because I don't, if I say something to him about what I know is going on with him, I don't want him coming back on me and being nasty.
Can I say to you to be careful because there's somebody else watching you, not just him?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. And it might, there was somebody that was a friend of his at the same time that I was who realized that he was out and out lying to us. She stopped being friends with him too before I did, and then she turns around, takes him back on again, and just decides, I'm not even going to be friends with you anymore, without saying why. And then I found out it was because she thought I wouldn't understand.
I actually think that she was relaying stuff you'd said back. That's what I'm picking up. If it wasn't her, it was somebody that was connected to both of you, and they've been going back and saying stuff.
Well, because when I found out why she dumped me, because she thought he was the only one that would understand her spiritually, I guess, and would help her with her abilities. And I said, you could have asked me. And she said, well, I didn't. You know, she thought it would be rude because she didn't know me that well. Now she's turning around saying, he's too scattered, but yes, you want to help me? And I said, I'd be happy to, but I really am not so sure. I still feel that there's something off about her.
No, stay away. I don't feel good vibes at all, and I think negative energy has come from that direction.
Yes, because he's really, one of my friends was telling me what he's like. He goes into people's chat rooms and he monopolizes it, and he's like, he's like a little kid, with, you know, to the host, you know, see me, and they're saying, yes, we see you there. He did get kicked off Blog Talk, and then he came back. And I'm realizing that I think that it wasn't just one person that got him kicked off. It was all the things he's doing. And if you really want me to be part of your show, why aren't you letting me know what's going on? Tell me you stopped because he said that people were threatening his wife and such, and that was never going to do. And he told me, I'm done. I'm not going. I'm not doing any more shows. The next day, he's doing a show again. I can't trust him.
Who out of them did you speak to at the beginning of April? Sorry, it's going back, but they're just showing me the beginning of April.
It was probably, I spoke with him first. I met him first, then I met the woman through his show because she started calling in.
Right.
And
that at the beginning of April?
I think so.
Right.
It could have been,
asked them when was the time that was a warning time, and they just said to me the beginning of April.
Because he seemed fine back then. In fact, because I had co-hosted with somebody else, just because he said, well, if you ever want to do that, I could. I had co-hosted with somebody else and finally just sort of walked away without saying anything because I was flatlining. It wasn't any point in my being there. People were calling in to talk to him, and he was enamored with the sound of his own voice and went on and on forever, and it was useless. So when I hooked up with this other person, I was getting a chance to use my abilities, and it was great. And one day he just sat back because I was talking to someone that she's a writer, and she said that she mentioned the author Stephen King. Well, I live about an hour away from Stephen King. So she said, oh, where do you live? And come to find out, she had lived in the same town I do for a few years, but I didn't know her when she lived here.
Right,
so I made a friend out of it, but I just don't. I don't trust this other woman. I knew something was off.
There's negativity from him, but there's definitely double negativity when them two get together. I think you need to go and get some Reiki healing, like I did, and it literally will clear your chakras because I feel like you're blocked with negative energy. That is why you're picking up negative stuff at the minute.
Yeah, because I'm tired of the negative stuff. I just want to start getting my life back on track because I have with my disabilities, I don't get out the way other people do. Yeah. I can't ride in a car because I have a form of panic. I get panic and anxiety attacks along with my post-traumatic stress and what's the other thing? Oh, you know, mild agoraphobia. I can still get out of my house and I can go for walks maybe, but I can't do everything I want to do. I'm trying to get myself back on track and everything is pushing me backward, not knowing from one day to the next what's going to happen with my house. And, yeah, I can take most things in. I didn't used to take things as much in stride, I guess, as I do now, but I'm still scared and I can still get very stressed. And when I'm stressed, it's like somebody told me, once you call a spade till you hurt your foot with one. And then it's my best Sunday go-to-meeting language. I used to, weird, I used to be a minister's wife.
Really? Got you.
Yes,
right.
And then...
Can I
give you...
the 25th of a month as an anniversary or a birthday?
I don't know anybody with that. The 25th of a month? The 25th of December was my paternal grandparents' anniversary.
Right. I knew it was an anniversary or birthday. They weren't showing me much. It's literally because I feel like I'm just warming up. Do you know what I mean? So it takes a bit more to think. Right. There has been... Oh, come on. They're showing me a phone call. So there's something around a phone call that you're waiting for.
Huh.
What's the phone call you're waiting for?
Well, I was hoping that...
I don't mean your best friend ringing you about a cup of tea natter. I'm talking about something more important. There's a phone call that you're waiting for.
I'm waiting for a phone call to find out if there's any help through the fuel assistance people for my light bill this month, because I have friends over there. They work there, but they're not just friends. They're people who have been helping me with my situation, and they turned into the two really great friends. That's the only phone call I can think of I'm waiting for.
Right. All I'm going to say is I don't understand all that, but all I'm going to say to you is I just felt positive around the phone call that was going to be coming.
Oh, good, because they haven't called today, and I know they won't be now because they'll be going home. But, no, I'm sure it'll all be fine. Everything's just gotten kind of out of hand, and I've trying to get back on my feet. I've got to really be able to get my jewelry promoted so I can start making money with it.
Yeah.
Among other things.
Do you know what? I still, that's showing me having this Reiki again, so I've got to say to you again, I feel like, and this is going to sound a bit daft, it's almost like they're saying to me, she needs to get Reiki healing and everything so that, because you can do all this yourself, but it's like they're saying to me, she needs to get everything cleaned, sort your head out, sort your chakras out, get all your Reiki done, because then once you do that, you will be open and you'll be ready for anything that's chucked at you because you'll have already picked up on it. At the moment, things are flying at you because you're not seeing them coming. If somebody threw, and I'm one of these that puts thoughts into people's mind to make them realize where I'm coming from. If I threw three tennis balls at you 12 months ago, you would catch them because you'd see them coming. If I did it at the moment, every single one of them would hit you because you're not alert enough.
Oi. I think you're right.
I can see that.
Do
you know what? I just feel like, and you've actually said this to yourself, I feel that there's a couple of occasions that this has happened to you, and you think, do you know what? I never even saw that coming. Whether it be people, whether it be a paperwork, or whatever's come to you, you think, oh, why didn't I know about that?
No.
Have you done a form, filled it, and it came back to you because you filled it in wrong?
No. I don't think so. Not yet. I do have a form to fill in. It's for fuel assistance. All I have to do is and get that all together, and then somebody witnesses my signature.
Right. All I'm going to say to you then, they've shown me, and I thought you were going to say to me, there was something you'd already done. If you haven't, be careful, because something you're going to send off is going to be wrong when you send it. Just double check. I don't feel you're running on all of your... I feel like you need to go and have a service.
Right. I'm not running. I'm not running at full tilt, and it's No. And I was talking today with someone, he's a social worker that comes here, and we were talking about, you know, what would I like to see done if I, you know, if I'm staying in the house, having it fixed up. And one of the things that bothers me is I'm afraid that all these do-gooders, as he would put it, are going to take over, and I'm suddenly not going to, you know, it's not going to be, I'm going to have to be saying, wait a minute, but it's my, you know, I'm living here. You know, I don't want it this way. And it's difficult. It's difficult.
Have you got British connections?
Have I got British connections? I have friends in the UK, Ireland and Scotland, Wales.
Right, because they're showing me the United Kingdom flag, which I must admit is the first time they've showed me family connections, so that's a new one for me. But I'm going to say to you that have you actually looked about coming over here?
Oh, my God. Yes. For me, living in Ireland and Scotland would be absolutely heaven. I feel like a misplaced Celt.
Right. I can see that you're going to be moving.
Right.
Okay.
Do
you know what? The weird part is with your... Now, I know that you're wanting to know about this house situation, right?
Right.
But
no, actually, I wasn't going to ask that today because I've stopped asking about it because I've always had that... it's like an innate knowing that when people have told me it's going to be this way or it's going to be that way, I've always said, no, it's not. I have always stood up and said, because it's mine. And I somehow want to be able to rectify the whole mistake because I feel bad about it because my paternal grandfather left it to me, he and my grandmother, and I want to correct the wrongs and just re-own it so that I can do what I want in the long run, which is leave it to someone that I call my nephew. He's only 3 years old, but we're not... He's not a blood relative.
Yeah, okay.
But he's still my nephew. To me, he's my nephew.
Sorry, did your gran and grandma die close together?
Yes, my grandfather died December of, it was like 65 or something, and then my grandmother died, and it would have been like the following year. She died in January of 67 when I was almost 19.
Right. I feel like, as we say in the United Kingdom, I don't know if you all understand this, but we say things like, they were like a pair of swans. And that is where they literally met together and they were meant to be and they never broke apart. It's like,
nice.
And they're not showing me who died first.
He
but
did.
I know this sounds daft, but when the first one died, it felt to me like as if they both died together. In the sense of she was lost, she didn't know what to do with herself, and it's almost that she wished for it.
Oh, God. That's a horrible thing because when my grandmother died, it was a very tragic death. She apparently was hanging out some clothes. She had a pulley clothes on, a little back porch thing, and I guess she fell off or her hip gave out. She tried to drag herself back into the entryway of the house rather than staying out where she could be seen by the road. She froze to death. My father found her under some snow, and they exhumed her body twice because they found traces of arsenic in it. So it was very tragic, and if that was how she wanted to die, I feel bad for her.
Right. I feel a bit bad saying that, but honestly, that's just what I felt.
Oh, no, that's, you know, I would expect you to tell me exactly what you get because that's the kind
of
medium I am.
I say what I see. The thing is, there's times when I've held stuff and I'm being shouted at by spirit saying, no, I gave it to you because you're to give it, not because you're to think if you should give it. Do you know what I mean? And I trust
right.
Spirit. If they didn't want, if they thought it was too much, they wouldn't have said it. So I do you know what I mean?
No, I can
but
take
I
it.
Just, her life was shattered when he passed. Does that
I never
make sense?
Really, I just never really noticed. I mean, I was very close to them, spent a lot of time with them in this house. And it was such a big shock when she died. And then to think that... You know, there was that mystery around her death because nobody was talking to me. I was 18 when she died. I hadn't had my 19th birthday, but seeing this, you know, the policeman in suits coming to the house to take her hairspray away from me. Can of hairspray. I never forgot that. And I knew what the brand was, and for years, you know, I wouldn't use that particular brand of shampoos or anything.
Right. I'm just seeing if they'll give me anything that will. Has there been some sort of falling out around this about the house?
It's been difficult, yes, in a way, because I've had friends that have betrayed me. And also,
just stop 1 minute. They're showing me a spider, right? Sorry, but they just show me all different things to make me explain to people how it is, okay? I've got, like, this spider, and I feel like the eight legs is all these different people, right? So it's like there's been people come into your life, and it's like you've been walking with these, I'm going to say, legs, right? So if you can imagine you're the spider, but they're your legs, there's been a couple that have made you lame and tripped you up.
I had people, they live right across the street from me. I've known her all her life, and she used to tell me, you know, I hope you know you can trust me. Anything I told her, I know she told her husband.
Let me just tell you a minute. Anybody says, do you trust me? That's when you don't trust them.
Right, and I thought I could, but some of my friends warned me because I know what her husband's like, and I know that he has a hair salon. I know he talked about me, what he thought I needed, and I know that what she told him went to the three selectmen in our town, and one of them was a cousin of mine who just died recently. And she went both went together and talked about me, and I wound up in the newspaper again when they could have called me to ask me what they went about. They could have asked me, and they didn't. I lost a friend.
Who's the T initial around that?
T initial. I can't think of a T at the moment. My cousin was Dwayne, and I have a friend with a T initial. That's my nephew's mother, but it's not her. She's always been a support.
Okay, I hate this when I say take this and keep it with you. Just keep that with you.
Oh yes, because I'm going to download this later.
Yeah,
a T. I'm going to have to really think about that.
Something with T, okay?
Yes, T.
Right. Can I just say, obviously I need to move on to somebody else, but can I just say to you that you have, and this is hard for me to say to you because you've already said you do readings, but you have sensed in this last few days your grand and granddad around you in the house?
No, I haven't sensed anybody, really. That's one of the things that because I shut off when I was real little, I didn't realize about myself till later in life, and then I didn't thought that the visions I was getting were from that passage in the Bible about your young men shall see visions, et cetera, et cetera. And I have yet to really, only once have I seen somebody who had passed over, I don't even know who they were, that was just like night, and he just ran over my property and scared me. But
right.
I would like to. I would like
you,
to. Say,
go ahead. They are definitely, definitely around you, okay? That obviously was to confirm to me that you definitely need to go and get your Reiki healing done. I feel like you're totally blocked and you're not even picking up that is around you. If I threw a ball at you, I'm telling you it would hurt because you really wouldn't see it coming.
I will agree with you.
From the start.
I'm not at the top of my game,
What is it with your stomach?
What is it with my stomach? Probably because I haven't been eating properly lately, and I do have a problem with my gallbladder.
Right. They've just shown me where my stomach feels not right at all. You just need to look after yourself. You just really do need to stop.
Yes, I do.
Even if you just, and this is really hard for me to say because I don't do it either, you just need a day to chill. And you need to unwind, and you need to literally, you know how to sort out all your chakras and everything else. You just need to do it.
Right. I'm going to look for Reiki healers because I don't. I used to have someone that worked with me, but I haven't. He disappeared.
Okay. You need to do that. Listen, please keep in touch with me on Facebook. Let me know how you get on.
I will.
And add me on there and we'll
great.
Have a natter and let me know how you get on.
Yes. We'll have a chin wag.
Okay, then.
Say.
Well, thanks ever so much for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee.
Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, I do hate it when I give long readings, but I always feel that, you know, whatever's got to be given has got to be given, so I just have to go with it. So I apologise for the long and extended. I hope everybody's all okay in the chat. I hope everybody's all okay. Again, I just want to tell everybody, if you want to go to www.asksue.co.uk, that's www.asksue.co.uk. Right, so we'll go to the next caller, obviously, because time is of the essence and all of that. So the next caller is Jay. So hi, Jay, how are you doing?
I'm good, Sue. How are you? My question was, what do you see for my love life? What do you see happening in my love life?
Can I firstly say to you, you literally... Am I right in saying on your first date, if you met somebody, you would give them the flowers, the chocolates, and the works?
Yes.
You literally give all your eggs in one basket, and then you feel, then they take all them, and then I feel like it dries out because they say, it's like as if they say to themselves, oh, he's got nothing more to give.
Kind of, yeah.
Right. So in that case, instead of taking a dozen eggs, just take two for the first date and not all of them. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
This is the thing with me. I always give symbols to people. So just remember that Ask Sue said these eggs because you're going to remember that on the next date. Have you got something lined up close nearby for a date?
Kind of, sort of. I just asked somebody on a date, this guy. I asked him on a date today. I don't know. We went to high school together. I see him around sometimes, and I just kind of asked him out, you know. But he's already kind of seen somebody, but I think it's kind of an open relationship. But I just asked him for a beer today, so if you wanted to go out for a beer. But I don't know if it's going to be today or when it's going to be.
I feel like, am I right in saying that this other guy is totally when he's like not sure really what he wants?
Yeah.
And you are the sort that's literally, you know exactly what you want.
Right.
Your life's like, I feel like I want to say pretty fine. Do you know what I mean? It's actually all okay. You're quite happy on who you are and what you're all about and everything. But it's just that you love life. You just want to settle down and chill out and just spend the rest of your life being happy.
Right.
It's just like you've got... Because are you one of these that's literally got everything in its place?
Yeah.
In the last relationship, did your ex, was he seeing somebody else?
Yes.
Because I wasn't sure if I was seeing this guy that you're talking about or if I was seeing the past one. Am I right in saying that he was the one that you were literally, you didn't have a clue that he was doing it at all? You didn't see it coming.
I didn't have a clue until
it just didn't.
You're right. I didn't have a clue until actually I went out there. I moved from Michigan to California to go be with him, and he told me that he had met a girl out there and that he was going to bring her over that night. And then the next night, I ended up leaving because they had sex and right when I was in the living room. So, yes, some my old relationship, the guy, he liked somebody else and was with somebody else.
Right, okay. Is it your nan that's passed or your mum? It's one that feels, if it's your nan, it feels like she's a mum to you.
Yeah, it's a grandmother. It's a grandmother.
Right. She's very much says blacks, blacks, whites, white. There's no grey with your gran.
Right.
Is that right? Is she,
yes.
Was she one that would literally say as it was to you?
Yes.
She's just saying good riddance to bad rubbish. She didn't like him.
Right.
He didn't bring the best out in you.
Right.
Can I say that there was tears in the relationship before then?
Yes.
He literally changed you as a person, and you are only just getting back to where you want to be.
Yes.
Totally made you into, it sounds a bit daft, but almost like a nervous wreck. Not knowing if you were coming or going, didn't know what you wanted. And the slightest thing, and you would just be emotional again. It was like he literally got you in control, even though you didn't realize until you'd actually were on your own.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Who is the, does he still keep in contact with you, or are you in friends with somebody
yes,
with him?
Yes, I still keep in contact with him. We still text each other.
Is he still with that girl?
You know, I don't know. I guess he said that she's pregnant now by him, but I think he said that they don't talk anymore. I don't know if she's going to keep it or what's going to happen, but we're miles and miles apart. We're in different states. So, I mean, I don't really see me ever going back with them, but...
Can I just say that it's going to come to a point where he asks you? But
okay.
I don't see the road continuing with that, okay? I just feel like... let's just be realistic. You lost the trust. He changed you as a person, and even if you went back there, it would never be the same because you've changed. I feel like you almost grew up, and it's like as if you've literally found yourself now.
Right. Yeah. Do you
know what I mean? Is it to even to the point that in that relationship, I feel like it almost like you liked his music and stopped liking your own because you were trying to keep him happy all the time.
Wow, that's so true. Wow.
You literally, this sounds a bit daft, but molded yourself to him to the degree that you almost, it literally made, you tried to make him love you more. Because if you were trying to change to be like him.
Right. Yes.
Make sense?
Yes.
I just think that he was brought into your life to make you realize you don't have to change. You've actually done this in another relationship as well, again, because they're saying to me, it's not the first time. You did this on a relationship before that as well.
Right.
Was that the one before?
It was the one after, I believe. I'm not sure if you're picking up on, because I've done this with two guys in my life recently, and,
feel like you've, right, but that's why then, because they're showing me on two relationships, so you've done it on the two of them, you have tried to change yourself to be like them.
Right.
And this is where you've got to be honest. Which is hard.
Yeah, it's definitely
true. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right. I feel now that you've found yourself and you know what you're all about, the next relationship is more likely to work. Why are they saying more likely? I don't know why I said more likely. So I think that, right, the reason they're saying more likely is because there's confusion about him being with her. So that's why they'll say more likely at the moment, okay? But I feel like whoever you go in with the next relationship, it's going to be different. It's going to be difficult. That's funny how difficult just come into my mouth as well. It's going to be difficult, but it's also going to be where you know what you're about and you're going to be you. Okay?
Do you see it happening anytime soon? Like, there is a guy that I like right now. His name is AJ, but I just don't know. Like, we're friends. We're kind of close, but, like, we're not intimate, and it's just, like, I keep wondering, like, if I should, like, pour my energy into him, and I just don't know. Like, I just really want a guy so bad right now, and I ask the goddess, and I ask, like, the universe to send me somebody, and I just, you know, don't know if my prayers will be answered, you know? I just don't know how much longer I have to wait.
Right, you know when I said before the start of the readings, I said, if you focus on one thing, you will block things coming in?
Right.
You need to take that on board. The more you want something, do you know what, it's funny because my gran's just given me the saying to tell you, I want doesn't get. Literally, you need to look after yourself. You need to make sure that everything's right about you and somebody's going to come into your life when you least expect it. I don't pick up that it's somebody that you know. And let's face it, that's quite funny, because somebody just said to me, it's always good having a bit of fresh. I can't believe I'm saying that live on the radio, but anyway, as you do. I just feel that you need to just have a fresh start. Just literally don't be changing yourself for anybody because you're special the way you are. But remember, when you go on a date, you only take 2 eggs out of the dozen. You do not take 12.
Right.
If you go taking all of them, you've got nothing else to give them, and they're just going to walk away. Okay? So just go with, you know, nice intentions, go and have a laugh and a joke, and then the next time do the rest. Do you know what I mean? But don't go giving all of your eggs out at one time because you've got nothing else to give.
Okay.
Have you just moved?
I just moved back to Michigan from Sacramento probably like 6 months ago, like maybe like
right.
5 months ago.
Okay. You're in a better place now, though, aren't you?
Yes.
I feel like you're more... Is that where you originate from?
Yes.
You're saying to me it's like home.
Yes.
Right, okay. Who's the young person that passed around you?
There was a guy named Dory that I was not really close to him, but when I lived in California, when I was around 19, he died after I had moved out of the place that we were both living in. We were both like kind of roommates. And he died mysteriously, and he was around my age.
Right, okay. It's like he's just stepped in, and he's saying you need to live your life as if you're living it for him and for you. Life's too short. You are sitting there dwelling over things in your head, and you need to just live life. Just live it as if you're living it for the both of them.
Okay.
There's somebody else that you know that tried to commit suicide as well.
Yes, I kind of think she might have. I'm not really sure. Do I know that they tried to commit suicide? Because I know I know a friend who cuts herself from time to time, and...
Are you saying that they marked... Because I'm being shown on the arms.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
And have they got longish hair?
Yes, she does.
Long hair? Is it dark hair?
Yes.
Right, okay. Just keep... She's still not... Have you spoken to her recently?
Yes.
Because did you pick up something that made you think she wasn't quite happy? Or did she tell you so? There's something about her not being quite happy.
Yeah, she is kind of not happy right now. She doesn't have a job, and she's just kind of not too happy.
Just keep in contact with her without letting her know that you're keeping an eye on her.
Okay.
She needs somebody to talk to, but she's very much one of these that keeps themselves, and she doesn't talk to people.
Right.
Okay, so you need to talk to her. Just sort of say to her, if ever you need somebody to talk to, you know where I am, and do you know what I mean? Just give her something to... a line out of there if she needs one. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Are you the one that's the bit of the agony aunt? Obviously not agony aunt, you're agony uncle, but where you literally everybody comes to you with their problems.
Yes, a lot of people come to me with their problems.
Right. So is there you're bringing me all these people of young at the moment, but is there somebody around you that lost a toddler baby, I would say 1 or 2 year old?
The friend that I was just talking about, she miscarried like 2 or 3 times and she's pregnant again. She didn't lose like a 1 or 2 year old, but she lost her pregnancies just recently, and she's pregnant again, and she's really depressed about it because she doesn't want to be losing and miscarry again. So I don't know if that's it, but
you need. This is partly psychic, but partly my own thoughts of this. Okay, because this is like I do readings, but I also do guidance. Let me just say to you, you need to say to her. You can actually lose babies literally by stress. So tell her whatever's going to be will be, and there's no point stressing over it. Okay? She just needs to unwind.
Okay.
Because if she's stressed, the baby will get stressed. They pick up on it. Okay?
Okay.
Is there somebody called Linda around you? Linda?
Lynn or Linda? I'm trying to think. Not that I can think of. There's a Lynn. One of my good friends, his mom's name is Lynn.
Has she not been very well?
I'm not really sure. She is kind of older. She had him when she was older, so she's kind of older, and he's in his 20s. I think she's in her 60s.
Okay. I don't know, because they just brought a Lynn in, and I'd feel like she was not well. So just, you might need to confirm that. I don't know. I'm just going to say to you again, everything's coming bright for you. I don't see no real negativity in front of you to watch out for, but just watch out for somebody coming into your life, but don't go looking. Just concentrate on living life, on having a good time and chilling out and all of that, finding out who you are still, and somebody's going to walk into your life, okay?
Okay, and you see this happening, and I really appreciate the reading, Sue. Thank you so much. You hit on so many things that were really right on. I just wanted to know if you could pick up, like, a time frame maybe for me to, like, watch out for them? Like, or do you see it happening this year, by the end of the year, or next year? Or
do you know what? All I'm going to say to you, because I don't like putting time frames on relationships, I'll tell you why. Because sometimes people think, oh, no, well, Sue said it was going to be 2 months, and this is 1.5 months, so it can't be the right one. And then they could have just missed them and let them go because they thought, do you know what I mean? Time frame
right.
is important, and I hate putting it. All I'm going to say to you, I can see this happening before the end of the year. So I'm afraid to say there'll be an extra present to buy at Christmas.
Okay, yay. Thank you, Sue. Thank you.
It's all right. Now, listen, make sure you add me on Facebook. Go to the Ask Sue Show on Facebook and put a comment.
Okay.
Let me know how you get on.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
I'll add you.
Okay, then. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you, Sue. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, wasn't he just a lovely little fella? Bless him. Oh, it's one of them we could have talked to for ages. Isn't he just... Oh, bless him. Oh, let's hope he goes and joins us on the Ask Sue Show on Facebook. So let's for a minute just have a look at the chat. And I want to ask, how many people have already joined Ask Sue Show group? Okay? So just Ask Sue Show group. How many people have actually already signed in into it? Obviously, it takes a little bit for all to go through. So while I'm asking that question, also go and have a look at www.asksue.co.uk. That's www.asksue.co.uk. And also, if you want to have a reading from myself, you can also email me at asksueshow@gmail.com. That's asksueshow@gmail.com, and I will get in touch with you, and we'll sort all that out afterwards. We'll sort out how much it will be. I'm not going to be doing email readings at the moment. I prefer to talk to people on the phone like we are now. And, of course, I've just had a quick reminder from Debs as well that anybody, if you have a reading on the show tonight, the only person I'd love you all to do is literally to sign a petition for me. What petition? It's to go on Loose Women, which is a UK TV show, and it's literally where all you have to do is just sign the petition. That's not bad to get a reading, is it, to be fair? That's not a hard job. Literally just sign the petition, and then we can, hopefully, you never know, you might even get to see me on the TV as well. I know that would be a bad thing, but, you know, we've all got to go through the bad things. So I hope everybody is all okay. Let me just see. Also, the people that are in the chat room, if you are on the line waiting for a reading, please send me a message to let me know, because then I will pick the people that are in the chat room before I will pick the ones that are in the just on the phone lines, because you've then registered on. So I'm going to go now over to, let me find... Now, I'm hopefully going to say this right. Jordania, is that right?
Jordana.
See, I'll get there eventually.
Hi.
How are you doing?
No, I'm doing good. No worries. Everyone kind of butchers my name. I'm used to it.
mums pick these names, don't they, to be fair? So
I know, absolutely.
Have you got a question in particular?
I do, yes, I do. It's about a relationship. There's a guy who, I believe it's mutual, we're really good friends besides this, but I'm confused because we were going to talk like 2 days ago and then it got put off till yesterday and then it got put off today and I don't really want to bring it up now, and so I'm just wondering if this is even going anywhere.
Why have we, I seem to have got all these people that don't know if they're coming or going, and I feel like he really doesn't either. Has he been in a relationship recently? Has he just come out of a relationship?
He came out of a relationship, I believe, like 4 months ago or so. Like, it's been a little bit, yeah.
And she left him, am I right?
Yeah, because he is really career-driven, just like myself.
Okay. I don't think that he's actually over her, is what I'm picking up.
Right, okay.
I think there's
so
a bit of...
So am I just getting mixed signals from him then, or...?
I'll be honest, I think it's a case of he does think a lot of you, but he doesn't know if he's coming or going. I feel like I'm
okay.
on a seesaw. It's like when he's with you, he enjoys himself and he has fun and, he's, and you both have a good laugh. You've got the same sense of humor. But then
right, absolutely.
He goes, yeah, and then when he goes back there, they haven't got the same sense of humor, I don't feel, but it's like it's what he's used to.
Right, okay.
Does that make sense? Has he been with
yeah.
her for quite a while?
I believe so, yeah. They were together for a while.
I think it's just the stepping out of the water. It's like, it's warm. Where, if you can imagine he's getting out of the swimming pool and coming to you, it's warm in the swimming pool, right? And if he steps out of the water, he feels cold. So he keeps getting back into the pool because it's warmer.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah, no. Yeah, it's his comfort zone.
Yeah. But the trouble is, trust me, it's not always going to feel warm. I feel like the heat is going to go at some time. Right. I have got mass pain in the side of my head at the moment that spirits really do need to take back off me now. Thank you very much. What is going on with this mass pain on the right-hand side of my head? Oh. Do you know what I mean? It's, honestly, I've just had an absolute massive, massive pain.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. No, it's just because it threw me, and I'm trying to pick up what it is. Oh, God. Honestly, it literally is, like, straight in into my ear and into the side of my head. So has somebody had a car accident or has somebody had... something happened to him, the side of the head?
No.
This doesn't have to be recent. I don't feel this is recent. I feel this is...
I had a car accident like 2 years ago.
Right. And did you bump your head?
Yeah. I mean, my head had hurt. I totaled the car. The car was totaled.
Did you have a bump to the head or a bang to the head or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I hit my head. Like, I went forward on the steering wheel, you know. I had my seatbelt on. Thank goodness I ended up having lots of bruises from that. But I know I had hit my head when I went forward.
Right, okay. Oh, dear. It's
and
all
then,
right.
like,
this
past year, I started getting really bad headaches.
Have you had earache with it?
Yeah, sometimes I will.
Right, thank you. Because I got pain in my head, and all of a sudden it changed to earache. You had whiplash, am I right? Because and bruises across your chest.
Yeah.
You did something to one of your knees or both your knees?
My knees have water in them, actually. So, like, I mean, it doesn't bother me, but what will happen is if I'm walking, like, up or downstairs, sometimes they'll, like, crack.
Right, okay. Right. And what's with your hand? Did you do something to your hand in the accident?
No. I'm looking at my hands like, did I do something? Because it was so long
ago.
It's
because I'm looking at my hands trying to work out what they're trying to give me is. So we're both looking at our hands at the minute.
Yeah,
how freaky
yeah
that.
I'm looking at them. I don't believe so, no.
There's something you've done to your left hand because they're not taking off me. So I know there's something with your left hand.
My left hand, what did I do? I don't, it's not coming to me right now. I don't, like, I've never broken my hand,
right.
Sprained it,
no.
Nothing.
Take that all back. What is it that you've just had to pay a lot out for?
What do you mean?
Have you just had to pay a lot of money for something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've just been paying all of my debt off, yeah.
Because all of a sudden my nan says, don't you remember, rights for receiving, lefts for leaving.
Oh.
And I'm like, what? She's not got anything wrong with the hand, and it's right for receiving, left for leaving. So that's what, the money's leaving your hand, and it's not coming in as much as you want.
Oh, no, my money is coming in. Like,
yeah, but I feel like you could do with some more. Well, couldn't we all? But do you
well,
know what
yeah,
I mean?
Couldn't we all? I let you know, absolutely. But, I mean, my business has actually excelled a lot.
Right, okay, okay. Let me just see if I can get anything else. Right. Right, have you recently or are you contemplating going international with your business?
I am, yes.
Is that something you've done or you're thinking of?
I'm thinking about it.
All I can say to you, it's going to be the making of you.
Really? Okay.
There is something of a connection coming overseas. So, and this is something that, how can I put this? It's easily to be, you could easily deliver it. I'm not being told what it is yet, but it's something that can be easily delivered overseas.
Yeah, I know what it is. And I can tell you, it's a skincare product. It's only one product.
Right. And it's like, is this something that is specifically for yours? I don't feel like it's connected to anybody else.
Like something that I am designing. I'm going to be starting a TV show in the U.S., and then after we do that one, I'm going to go over to the U.K.
Right, which would make sense, because obviously that's something that nobody else... I felt like you were going to do something that nobody else had done before, but I was thinking
this
it was a skin
never
cream, I'll be honest.
The TV show that I'm going to do has never been done.
Right. Well,
so,
just remember
it's
who
easy
to be,
delivered to people,
to do with,
obviously.
If it's anything to do with interviewing, you must remember you need to interview me, okay? Just remember, okay? Remember me when you're on the TV.
Absolutely. It's I can't say a lot what it's about, but I will say that it is spiritual, and I will say it's a contest.
This person that's a connection to over here, you literally, I'm going to say, almost fell upon. It wasn't that you were connected to them. You just came across them.
Yes. The person that's helping me with this? Is that what you're talking about? Like with my TV show? Yeah, it was like they fell into my lap.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is so crazy right now. This is so crazy.
Who's the jealous person around you?
The jealous person? I could name a few.
I just saw jealousy around you, and I must admit I wasn't looking for more, but I saw one but didn't think there was more. Do you know what I mean? But now you're saying that it's like...
my mom.
They've actually phoned you.
The jealous person?
The jealous person. There's somebody who's jealous of you, but is actually phoning you. Good grief, we've got some devious people tonight. Because I brought for the other gentleman somebody like that. So I'm going to say to you, there's somebody that's ringing you that's actually a bit two-faced.
Really? Okay, so like a friend. There's one girl that I could see her being jealous. And we've become friends. But she's actually a year older than me. I'm 23, so I'm young. She's 24, and I do think that she is jealous of the success that I've had.
Is it her or you that's got the March birthday?
No, her birthday was this month. My birthday is in July.
Who's got the March birthday that's around you? I'm going to say the 20, it's like 23rd, 27th sort of time.
I don't know anyone who has a March birthday.
March, 23rd, 27th.
Well, I'm going to be launching my TV show in March.
Do you know what? I was just going to say to you, there has got to be something that I was trying to work out if it was, what was, because it's like, and all of a sudden they were saying to me, is it, and I couldn't work out if it was past or if it was coming. Can I just say, all of a sudden, they're wanting me to rush and tell you stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is there something at the moment you're on a deadline? You've got to do stuff before a certain time?
Yes.
Right, because all of a sudden, they're saying to me, right, you've got to say this. And I'm like, what? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, my, I didn't know if I was suddenly coming or going, because I couldn't work out if it was past then, or if it was coming, or if it was what it was. Do you know what I mean? It was like, I just don't know which it is.
Absolutely.
What's happening? Mine's just gone a blank. So it's Halloween. When's Halloween? Is that?
In like 3 weeks.
Right. 31st.
Yep.
What's going on for you for the 31st?
Well, I'm going to be in California. I'm moving to California in like 2 weeks, and I'll just be getting there then.
Do you know what? It's really funny, because when I said witch, all of a sudden I felt like I was saying the word witch as in a witch on a broomstick. I feel like you almost could do with being a witch and a broomstick, in the sense of you need to be here, you need to be there, you need to be back here, you need to go there.
Yeah, I
and
have
you
travel.
Really just don't know where you need to go first.
Well, I mean, because what's happening, I'm doing this fitness retreat for 4 months in Laguna Beach, but I'm getting a house in Beverly Hills. So it's going to be hard, and I'm going to be working in L.A., so I'm going to have to travel back and forth, yeah.
Now, do you know what? All I could feel then was lovely warmth at everything. The whole – everything's actually really right for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Everything really turned around for me.
Who – You
on Halloween, actually, I'll say this. The girl who I was thinking that could possibly be jealous, I'm supposed to be hanging out with her and a few of her girlfriends that night.
So that's why the witch and the broomstick come out.
Why is that?
Just be careful.
Be careful? Like, be careful what I tell her and disclose to her?
I'm not being funny. When you get up really high in the world, there's quite a few underneath the you that want to knock you down.
Right. And is that what
just be careful. I'm not saying she's that. I'm not saying that she is as bad as that. They're not showing me how bad, but I just think that you've got a jealous friend that you've got to be careful.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can I just, all I can say to you is I just feel like you found your right path. But can I say to you, did you lose 5-6 years ago somebody very close to you?
Yeah, I lost my grandma.
You were the apple of her eye.
Yeah, I was her only granddaughter.
I've just got so much emotion then, I felt like I was going to choke on it in a sense, in a good way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She is watching you all the time, and she's so proud of you. She's got loads showing me, it's going to sound daft, but she's not showing me any specific memory, but it's like I feel like there's flashes of everything going in front of me, and she's saying there's so many memories, look at them all, and you've got loads of them.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolute loads.
She basically raised me.
Do you know what? She's saying to me, I did a damn good job, didn't I? And I feel
she
like...
She did.
She because you had that older person, it actually did you the world of good. It made you a stronger spirit in the sense, and I don't mean that a spirit means as in how you are about yourself and everything. You know, you're really strong-willed, you're determined, you haven't had an easy life, but you've made it so you've got an easier life.
Yeah. When I was younger, I always hung out with her and older people, and so I feel like I grew up a lot faster and I became more mature, and I wasn't always as close to people my age because they were so much less mature than I was.
I can understand that. I'm exactly the same myself. All my friends are all usually a lot older than me. And I used to find people my age were so childish. And you think, oh, for goodness sake. Do you know what I mean?
I know.
They just made me feel really, really thirsty. So I feel like you're not spending enough time looking after yourself. To be able to go and do well, you've got to make sure that you look after yourself. Drink plenty, eat well. And it's all what your nan would have said to you if she was here.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I don't always take care. I mean, I work out and whatnot, but so I forget
to
eat because I'm so busy.
Stop right there. Do you know what your nan's saying to me? Stop it, stop it. No, no, she doesn't mean that. You look after yourself as far as you're doing all that, but you need to eat properly. You need to drink plenty.
Oh, okay, okay.
She's
okay,
adamant. It's almost like she would have, am I right in saying she would have set times for her dinner and you could set your clock
by
her?
Oh, my gosh. Every day at 5 o'clock. Every day.
Right. She's saying you need to make that time. It doesn't matter what it is. You've got to make that time to eat and just have half an hour when you chill. You don't even have half an hour for your dinner. You've literally got 5 minutes and then you're on to something else.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you've got to make that time, okay?
No, I have a really quick question before you go. Because
okay.
I am so busy, I've been thinking about hiring a personal assistant. Is that something I should be doing?
Do you know what? This is really weird because they're showing me myself. I haven't got time to do this, that, or the other. But then I'm wary of who I do take on.
Exactly. That's how I am.
And I'm going to just praise somebody that's in the chat room. My right-hand woman, as I've just called her today, is Debs, who's in the chat room. And she's going to go, oh, my goodness, I can't believe she's mentioned me. But she is an absolute angel. She will work day and night for me. And at the moment, we're not bringing any money into it. We are just working our backsides off. You have got to find the person that is there for you at this moment that doesn't want anything. Now, that doesn't mean I'm expecting somebody to work for you 9 days for nothing, but what I'm saying to you is you will find them because they're not going to be money-grabbing people.
Right. Okay, okay. So just be careful on who I hire.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
You will know by those that want to help you that don't want anything back at the moment. If they help you and then they're holding the hand out for the hourly rate, you know it's not the right person.
Okay.
Okay?
Absolutely. That makes
sense. Is there somebody that's already doing that for you?
No.
All I'm going to say is just be careful, right? I've been burnt myself, so they're showing me myself, so I'm going to say to you, I've been burnt with ideas and people have nicked them off me and all sorts. You have just got to be careful, okay?
Absolutely, I will be, yes. I don't trust easily. Like, I don't trust other people easily, so that's always been a concern, you know, so I get into the micromanaging, but being that I'm starting a lot of new projects and growing, I can't do that. I can't do everything.
Yeah, okay. All I'm going to say to you is your nan's got total, total respect for you. She's got loads of love to give you. I have got nothing but good energy around you, and they are trying to protect you because they know how hard you've worked for it, okay? I don't see no negativity coming up for you, nothing but golden stars from your gran. I feel like she's like praising you up, but praising herself as well because she's saying, I did a good, damn good job there, didn't I? And she's like totally happy, totally think you look very much like your nan in round your mouth and everything, don't you?
Yeah. Yes.
Because she suddenly said, "We're both smiling the same."
Absolutely.
So all I can say to you is just take her love and a massive hug from me, and I wish you all the best because I know that you've worked very hard in what you're doing, okay? So
absolutely.
Just literally go for it. Just go for it.
Oh, I will,
please,
I will.
Keep
Thank
in
you
touch.
So much. This reading was awesome, so awesome.
Will you do me a favor? Add me on Facebook. Go to the Ask Sue show and just put how you felt about the reading, okay?
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
All right, then. You look after yourself.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye. Oh, that was absolute fantastic. Oh, what lovely warmth from that lady, and she's done absolutely fantastic. So thank you very much. I'm so chuffed about that, so well done for that. Right, where are we going here? Right. I think we're going to be probably calling this nearly the last, but depending on how much we give to the next person, which is Natasha. Hi, Natasha. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
It's quite all right. Can I say to you that you're emotional at the moment? Am I right?
Yeah, I have a little bit of... Yes, that would be true.
I've got... You are... I feel like you're on a roundabout at the minute, and I feel like you're going round and round and round this roundabout. You've got loads of decisions around you, and it's like you want to go up this road, but there could be heartache on the end of that one. You could go up that road, and that might lead to another junction, which might take you to heartache, and I feel like you're scared on which way you want to go.
That's correct.
What, there's something around you at the moment, though, that you're scared of. What, there's something that, can I say there's something that's from past as well that's haunting you?
From the past?
Yeah, what is it, something's happened in the past that's still in your mind that you can't get rid of?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what that would be. Yeah, I'm not quite sure what you mean by that.
It just feels like it's so funny because I still feel like I'm going around in this roundabout. I'm saying to him, please just get me off this roundabout because I'm going to be dizzy in a minute. It's like you can see things ahead of you, but you're scared to go to them. But then there's other roads that you've seen that you can see what's ahead of them, and that's freaking you out. Does that make sense? But I feel like you've got loads of decisions around you.
I guess, in a way. I don't know. Does it... my decisions... probably would be I'm wondering about a relationship with a gentleman, and I've been going round and round with this gentleman. I will say that. I don't know if that's what you're picking up on or not.
Do you know what? I just feel all I can say to you about that roundabout is I feel scared on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I picked up off it. I just, what is it that there's something around you that you're scared of around that? Have you been in a relationship before that you were abused of some sort?
I've been in a relationship before where I was being not physically abused, but had somebody who was very controlling.
And you were scared?
And jealous.
But were you scared? I feel like you were scared. I've got this scared feeling around me, right? And I feel like it's like you've carried it from that relationship and you can't shrug it off. And it's almost like you've still, every time you've met somebody or you think that you like somebody, you've still got that issue with you.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. Not wanting to end up dealing with someone who is exactly the way the situation
because
that I left.
Yeah, you didn't... You didn't see what he was going to be like, did you?
Right, exactly.
You thought he was just a really nice guy, and you really didn't realize, did you?
Yes, that's very true. That's correct.
And it's like now you don't want to go with anybody else because you're scared in case it happens again.
That's true, yeah.
Right.
But I really want a relationship at the same time, you know, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, they've shown me, I've just looked up and I've looked at a picture that I've got, and it's of running water, right, in a stream. But they're saying, was there an issue with running water?
What do you mean?
Did you have a pipe leaking or something around you with water?
Actually, there was water leaking from my neighbors had water leaking into my bathroom. Yes, just a week ago.
Right. Okay. All right. I'll just tell you a very quick funny story. Last time I gave something about water, I was given a reading to somebody I'd never met, but I'd spoken to on Facebook, and I said to him, they're showing me a waterfall, and he said, right. He said, my kids go and look at a waterfall. I said, no, listen, it's not that. You've got dripping water in your house. I said, and you put it off, but it's going to be a waterfall effect. And he went, well, the toilet's leaking. I said, will you please just do me a favor, just mend that leak, because there's going to be a waterfall effect. I can see it. Anyway, he got in touch with me 3 days later. He'd had the toilet leak fixed, and he'd actually got them to check out the boiler at the same time. They checked out the boiler, and they said if they hadn't have fixed it when they did, his house would have been flooded because there was a problem with it.
Oh, wow.
It's like, amazing. Oh, my goodness. Do you know what I mean? So every time I see water, I just have to say it because I think there's obviously a reason. So if you've already had it a week ago, you're all right. It's fine.
Yes. Water just literally start pouring out of my ceiling. Yes.
Right,
like
so you had
day.
The water effect, so you should have rang in last week and I could have pre-warned you of it, couldn't I?
Right, exactly.
Right. Can I just say to you, I feel like there's a birthday around you, but also as a symbol to you, they're also saying to me that you need to celebrate on what you've done in your life, on and how you've got there, rather than thinking of a negative of what you've had to do.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Celebrate the fact that you got through it all. I feel like you've had a really tough time.
Mm-hmm.
This is where it's going. Emotional roller coaster has been your life. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Did something happen to you when you were a child? Now, I know I said this to the lady, but she couldn't take it. Did something happen to you when you were a child?
Nothing that I can recall of. No.
Do you know what? I am sure there is somebody on these phone lines somewhere. If anybody can take this, it's quite funny because I keep getting this. There's a child. There was somebody who was a child who's had something quite dramatic happen to them when they were a child. If anybody can actually take what I've just said about something happening when they were a child that's quite horrific, please email asksueshow@gmail.com because I feel like I need to talk to you after the show. So if anybody can actually take that, anybody else who can't take that, I'm not going to be giving free readings for everybody. I feel I need to speak to that person. So if anybody can take that. It's really weird because I've had that in the last lady as well. So there's obviously somebody waiting that I really could do with speaking to. It's quite weird. Were you in a serious relationship when you were 18 that lasted quite a long time?
Yes, I got married around that time, so yes.
Right, okay. And there was a passing around that time as well.
Yes, someone I knew passed around that time, yes.
Right, okay, because I feel like it was, it's like when that date comes around, it's like a memory, you think of one, you think of the other.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mean? Have you recently been to the hairdressers? What's with the hair?
I have something coming up to go to the hairdresser, though.
Right, okay. Is it safe to say that it's getting on your nerves?
Yeah. I've been saying, oh my goodness, I need to hurry up and get my hair done.
Have you got long hair?
Yeah, it's pretty long, yeah.
Right, because, see, I've got quite short hair, but mine's getting too long. I need to go to yesterday. And all of a sudden, I felt like I needed to put my hair up in a ponytail.
Right.
Right. Did you, this is going back to this child thing, did you get bullied when you were at school?
Did I get bullied when I was at school? I felt like at, junior high, give myself junior high, that there was a particular person that was really mean to me and teased me a lot. Yeah, I do remember that.
Right, okay. John, they just wiped away that. I've asked them to take away that roundabout situation because I honestly, it was making me feel dizzy. I just didn't know if I was coming or going. So, had you got a bit, what was your question to start off with? Sorry, because they've just literally, I've asked them to take away the roundabout and they've literally said, right, what? Let's take that line then. And then
okay.
I was like, right, what did she ask?
I wanted to see if there will be marriage and children in my future at all, if you pick anything up with that.
I don't see that now. I see that in you're going to meet somebody in about, I'm going to say 9 months, 12 months.
A year.
Because there's something that's, something's going to come up, a relationship's going to come up between then, but that's not the one that's going to be in a year's time. This one is like where you actually find out who you are.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like you're regaining yourself back again. I just feel with you at the moment, and if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I just really feel as if I've just let myself go. I just like, I'm not really bothered either way attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I feel like you've gone so laid back and it's like whatever attitude and it's like, I don't know, I just feel exhausted with it all.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Me?
Yeah.
Can I just say to you that you need to take a bit, I'm telling you, everybody needs a bit of you time, but I feel that this roundabout that's with you is exhausting you, okay? So I feel like you need to, like, just imagine you're on this roundabout and you're stepping off. You need to put a symbol in your mind that you're stepping off this roundabout, and you need to literally have you time. Okay, I just feel like you've just, I just feel totally drained. I just don't know if I'm coming or going, and I think you just need to get off that roundabout. Okay?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Don't look at the decisions that are around you. Just concentrate on getting off that roundabout and then deal with every this sounds daft, every give way that you come to. So instead of trying to decide which turning to go off at the roundabout, go to a T-junction, say yes or no to that, and then move over to the next T-junction, yes or no to that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
I feel like you've got so many decisions, you don't know what to take. But if you just had a yes or no question, you'd be able to answer it easier than trying to answer all at once.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. Well, as far as children, that's going to be later on. I don't think that's going to be something that's rushed into, because you're going to be too happy with what you've got. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So
okay.
Just concentrate on getting off that roundabout. You will feel so much released if you just take decisions slowly rather than trying to do them all at once.
Okay.
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 Is that okay then, Tasha?
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Okay, then. Well, thanks very much for calling in.
All righty. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thank
okay.
you. Bye-bye. Oh, Jim, I don't know where this 2 hours goes, honestly. At first, I think, oh, it's 2 hours Doreen's, and then here we are with 15 minutes left to go. It's gone so fast. Thank you very much to Natasha for calling in. Now, we're going to have just a little reminder. If you'd like to all go to the Ask Sue Show on Facebook, go and join in on the group there, and we'll see see how we get on. If you want to sign in to Blog Talk Radio, then you'll be able to get all the updates from the Ask Sue Show of the new shows that are actually coming in. Right, let me just have a look here. Hold on a minute. Let me just have a look. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I've just messed up the whole chat room again. Hold on a minute. Let me just have a look. Sorry, everything that could go wrong just has. Let me just have a look. Hold on a minute. Right, well, just have one last call that we've got, like, 14 minutes, and as you know, my readings do go on quite a bit, to say the least. But I'd rather do a long one and know that it's right than doing a short one and not giving enough. So, area code 678. Hi, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Who am I talking to?
This is Sierra.
How are you doing? You okay?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Have you got a question in particular?
Well, maybe employment, but whatever you pick on is actually pick up on is actually nice.
Right. Okay. First of all, who is it that's got the disability around you?
Could it be, I don't know if it's a friend or a family. I think there might be several people.
Right, it just felt like there was somebody with a disability around you that was connected to you. Okay. Right. Have you been looking at a job, employment-wise, that you felt that was, that you really wanted to go for, but that literally you needed something else to get it?
Well, recently, because I'm trying to move to another city in that area, I applied for a whole bunch of jobs. So I'm just hoping, you know, I can get something like I apply for assistant manager's positions, some like customer service positions. You know, some do require that you have more of the experience.
I can just see that you're going to want to go higher up in the chain. And I feel like there's going to be some sort of after evening course, or there's going to be some short course at a college or whatever that you're going to go to. Do you know what I mean? It's like you want, there's something else you want to do, but it's literally where it's, you need something else to get you to there. Does that make sense?
Well, it kind of does. I know, well, for my text, I had to turn in some text information. I missed this semester. I'd been going to school. I was going to go ahead and finish out my nursing degree and maybe go into nursing, but recently I've been at Michael's and I'm really not getting where I want to be, so I'm looking to get into other office positions for the time being.
Well, I just feel like there's something you want to do that you need to go back and finish doing you need to do like a college or something to literally to get you where you want to be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just felt like there was something, you know, it's like, I feel like I've always been to like three different things and each time I was just that little bit off, not being able to get to that job because something tripped me up.
Right, I know for a while I had been trying to also get into like a nursing home or something, but I know they want you to at least have like a CNA or something like that.
Right. I just feel like you're one that could, you can put your hand to anything, but it's like you need to decide which way you want to go so that you can actually get there. Do you know what I mean? Because you can put your hand into so many things, it's like...
Right.
You need to choose which one you want to go and then get that course and go for it, and you'd actually get that job then.
Yeah, because I think I'm going to go ahead and finish, like, with my nursing degree, but what I really would like to do in my lifetime is, like, fashion design.
Okay. So I can actually see this fashion design is, like, did this start off as a hobby?
The
fashion design.
You said did it or?
Yeah, did you start the fashion design as a hobby?
I don't necessarily like sew or anything, but I know I've, you know, did like the little books and stuff where you can kind of like draw out your own clothing or shoes, that type of thing.
I don't see that coming in for you until later on, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I do feel like something will be connected to that, but that's going to be later on. It's not going to be now. It's going to be something that you literally, you've had a few ideas eventually, and it will all come together, but I don't see that as a main career for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's like... you will do stuff, but it's not going to be as a main job as you wanted it to be.
Oh, wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I feel like it would be later on that it all comes on, but I don't see that it will still do good for you, but this other thing that you're doing with this college... and going and getting further education for is going to be where you actually end up, and you'll end up in a higher level than you actually think.
Okay.
Right. Well, they're showing. Why are they showing me? I've just had the woman that's had the water, so now they're showing me electric. So, have you had something wrong with electrics?
No.
What's faulty in your house? Is something faulty?
That I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm living back with my mom, so I'm not sure what's wrong with anything.
Okay, just keep that with you, okay? Just keep your eye on things, okay?
Okay.
It's something that's going to be faulty. If it hasn't already, it's going to be something around you that's faulty, so just be careful, okay?
Okay.
Let me just ask him how it is. A minute. Can you take a June and July birthday?
You said, do I have a June or July birthday?
Yeah. There's two birthdays. Sorry?
I have a January birthday.
No. Is there somebody around you then that's got June and... There's somebody in June and somebody in July birthday around you?
I don't know if it could be one of my friend that I barely talk to.
No, I feel like this is a closer connection than that. June, July. I'm just seeing if I can fetch it. Who it is. Who's the lady that passed around you that's around 70-year-old that died of a cancer condition?
Not necessarily. I don't know anyone that necessarily died from cancer. I know my auntie, I think she passed away in July, but it was from, like, heart conditions and, like, dialysis and stuff type of thing like that.
And did she die when she was around 70?
She might have been, no, I don't think, no. She has to be, I think, her 50s or 60s.
Right, okay.
And it's kind of hard for me to really pick up on family since I'm not so close with everyone.
Right, okay. Okay. Did you know your gran?
My grandma?
Yeah.
My mom's mother's living, but my mom's dad's side had a grandmother that passed a few years ago, and then I think speaking to my father, I met him maybe a year ago, and I think he had a grandmother or so that had passed away.
I feel it's one of those that have died with cancer that was about 70. I feel it's quite close.
I want to know more about, like, my grandma Emma versus, which is my mom's grandmother versus my dad's grandmother. So I really
right.
don't know how his grandmother died.
Right, because I'm feeling like they had problems with their hands and their joints. I feel like they really struggled with the walking and everything.
I don't know. One was named Emma, and the other one, I think, her name was Mania.
Right. Right.
And since I never really, you know, have been around them, I don't know much.
Right, okay. I don't know if I'm picking up with them or I'm picking up with you. Is it you that's got problem with veins or something?
Not that I know of.
Is it circulation or veins or something? It's like, I feel like there's something going, it's something that's, oh, this sounds ridiculous, but goes round my body. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like it's like as if it's a blood issue or veins or something of that circulation.
I wouldn't know. I don't really go to the hospital often, and I haven't really had any major problems or anything.
Right. That could be with a grandma. It's, I must admit, 2 hours doing readings a long time, and I feel at the moment it's like hard giving you a reading because it's near the end of the show. But I'll be doing readings next week. Keep an eye on the Ask Sue show. I'll make a note of your number, and next show I'll let you come on first, okay? Because I feel like we're obviously going to the end, and I'm aware of the time as well. But I just feel really low with you at the moment. I feel like you're quite low in your self-esteem and everything. But listen, if you want to get in touch with me on Facebook after the show, I'll see if I can do you an inbox reading, okay? So just add me on Facebook after. Is that okay?
Yes. How do I find you on Facebook?
Are you on the chat room at the moment?
I am.
Right, okay. If you message me on the chat room, and then I'll give you my details and you can add me on Facebook, okay?
Okay. I'll be
all right then. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. And I'd like to thank everybody that has called into the show tonight. I do apologize to the last caller. Obviously, 2 hours is a long time to do readings, and it does drain you quite a bit. Also, if anybody would like to add me on Facebook, it's facebook.com, and obviously it's Ask Sue Davies. That's D-A-V-I-E-S. You can email me, asksueshow@gmail.com, or go to the website, www.asksue.co.uk. So thank you very much to everybody that's joined the show tonight, and I hope to catch up with you all soon. Tomorrow night I will be doing a show about Save Memphis, giving two sides of the story. For those that have had readings, please go to the Ask Sue Show and let everybody know how your reading went on. Thank you very much for joining me, and I shall speak to you again very, very soon. Good night, everybody. Good night.